Hi, thanks for holding. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, it's Weston.
Hey, Wes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, yeah, I just saw your text message, by the way.
Oh, no, you're good. I didn't take nearly as long as I thought it would.
Oh, okay, you have a test that you were trying to take?
Yeah, so right now I'm a arborist. I trim trees for Ameren.
Nice. Okay.
But we got to get, like, cleared for working
on
power
okay.
lines.
So you're trying to make that work, too. Wow.
No. I'm
okay.
trying to go
yeah,
my own,
with a lot
of that's what I'm doing right now.
Nice.
Yeah. I have a tree company, but I'm trying to get out of the tree work.
I see. I'm trying to more focus on, you know,
yeah,
like siding and gutters and all that stuff and door insulation and all that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, hold on. Sorry. Give me one second. Yeah. No, so you obviously, you know, handyman work and all that. Okay. Did you get a chance to go through everything with your partner?
Yeah. He's pretty
okay.
Okay.
Did he have any questions for you or me or?
No. My only question is, could I get any legal trouble for doing that thing with Angie?
No. Absolutely not. I've had lots and lots of people like do that, you know? I mean, is Angie going to sue you over like canceling a contract that, you know, that you're losing money on, you know? I mean, no, because, you know, they got slapped very hard by the FTC. So they know that they got to walk on like, you know, on eggshells kind of thing. You know, it's just the cost of doing business for them. The reason why they lock everybody in a year contract is they're trying to hold you guys to the fire. But what about if, you guys aren't making money, right? What about that scenario? Because I see that all the time. That's why we don't lock people in these long-term contracts. Like some guys, sure. You know, like some guys, this is not a good fit for me and them, right? Like I said, I have 96% retention rate. 4% of people, just it's not a good fit. And the reason why those people don't work out for me, to shoot you straight, is, you know, some people are just bad business owners. They don't answer the phone. They don't make the meetings to us, right? They're not working their leads. They don't get us the documents. I mean, like, how am I supposed to make somebody successful like that, right? So, but in the Angie's case, the downside to them, like you've experienced, is they're non-exclusive leads. So my theory is give it the best run that you can because you've already spent money. But that week, like before, like we talked about, right, because I know you said you did it 16th. So obviously, you know, my recommendation would be to call them like Wednesday the 8th or Thursday the 9th of April, right, and
yep.
Send them an email. Basically saying, hey, look, at this point, it's not working out. You know, I gave you guys a good fair chance. You know, it's just, you know, with the competition and everybody getting the same leads, it's making it hard for me to justify the cost, right? I'm not in business just to pay you. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to discontinue. And then call your card company and block them and just ignore them. That's how every company's done it. And believe me, they'll go away. Yeah, I know it's kind of nerve-wracking to do that, but at the same time,
oh, no,
you guys got to protect your
money,
you know?
Yeah.
But, they're not going to sue you. Like, I mean, what are they going to sue you over? You know, you could be like, Your Honor, look, they freaking got slapped by the Federal Trade Commission. What are you talking about? They're notorious for freaking doing this to people. I don't like Angie's. I think they're horrible. I think I call them the devil for a reason.
Oh, for sure.
I don't think Wes... they're out to help people. I think they're out to just take people's money. And, you know, there's two types of businesses out there. They're just wanting to like just take. And then there's businesses that want to help. And that's why I like working for my company is, you know, we're really getting the job done and, you know, we're getting people results. That's why people stay with me.
For sure. And then I had one more question. So I live in like a small town and like the closest Walmart is about 25 miles away.
Yeah.
And you said that with the leads, it does leads like within 20 mile radius, but there's like no like not much civilization within the 20 miles of where I live.
So this is why it's so important that we're going to lean on those paper leads, okay? So what happens is there's different types of Google, right? So let's do this. Okay. I want you to do this search with me. I want you to go to Google. Okay, we're going to do this together. We're going to type in remodeling company, okay, in Montgomery City, Montana. Okay?
Yeah, it's Missouri, but yeah.
Yeah, Missouri. Sorry.
Or you want me to do my
ML. I'm just saying ML. Remodeling company in Montgomery City, ML. That's what I meant to say is Missouri. Okay. ML, Montana, Missouri. Okay. So, right. And then do that search. You're going to see a couple of responses. Okay. My search inquiry is going to come a little bit different because I'm out of state. And it might look a little bit different, but I see Cedar Hills renovations and I see Tolls remodeling in addition.
Yeah.
Okay. You see any of those guys?
Uh-huh. No. On mine I have Garrett Construction, K7 Properties, Campo, Carpentry, Shorty.
Okay.
Renovations.
All right. So how the businesses show up on the first page of Google is all based upon address. So Google is going to look at your business address that we're going to supply them, and they're going to base it upon your address. And that usually has a 25-mile bleed out. Now, since there's not a ton of competition out there, it could go a little bit further. But the cool thing is once we get your paper leads going, we can focus on whatever cities you want. Okay. And, you know, I might even be able to get the team to get it done faster in terms of like getting you those paper leads. Like normally it's a 2-month project, but I just had a handyman. I just got done in literally 30 days. So I might be able to get your paper leads going faster in terms of like it having to wait the full 2 months because my team's so efficient lately, it might not be the full 2 months, but the map section is usually around a 25-30 mile bleed out. That's how that works.
Okay.
But how we focus on increasing that radius is through your paper leads and through the Facebook ads. Okay. So I will tell my team, and I'll put that in the notes, to focus a further radius on the Facebook ads, right? To give you more circumference and give you more coverage, right? So that those Facebook leads, even temporarily, can start bringing in leads on a larger demographic.
Sounds good.
Make sense?
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Hopefully that makes sense. And like I said, you might have 1,000 more questions down the road. So if you ever do, just, you know, Wes, just tell me, you know, I'm always here to help you. And I'm going to sign an account manager to your file to make sure that nothing falls through the cracks. Their job is to get all the nitty gritty done and to make sure that we don't miss a step, because we want to make sure that your paperwork gets handled. And that we get everything to Google, because we do have to do a background check too to get you on those paper leads. So in about 4 to 5 business days, you're going to get an email from either one of these companies called either Evident ID or Pinkerton. Okay. If you have any questions on it, again, that's where the account manager is there, help you fill out the paperwork. It's super easy. Just put your name or social security number on it, right? So we can get that background check done. We're going to need copies of your LLC. We're going to need proof of your liability insurance so you can start getting those paperwork together. And then when we do your client onboarding call, Wes, you'll be able to have that to supply for us as well.
Alrighty.
Okay. Yeah. So what questions did your partner have?
None. He was kind of just trusting me with the process.
Okay. It sounds like you're going to be like handling all this, right? He's kind of like in the background in a sense. Am I right on that?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha. And then, you did ask me, can the lead go to both numbers, right? Is that what your question was?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let
me find this question out, right? Let me get this answer here. If someone calls the call tracking phone number, and they don't answer, can it route to another number so the partner can answer it? Oh, you know what? I think I remember the answer to that question. Or is it the Jordan AI that we'll have to set?
Earlier you were saying it was the Jordan AI that would take
care
of it.
Set it up. Yeah, I did. I also sent you that phone number. Did you guys get a chance to test it out again? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I called it too. I was playing around with it. I was like, oh man, this is so cool. like we've been really, like seriously, they put $1 million into that thing. So they have, been testing it out for almost a year now. And we just literally like over the last 30 days now of like allowing our businesses, I've been the guy that's been like, you know, hey Matt, you know, let's get some of your clients testing it out. Right. So I already have, like I said, 4 or 5 businesses already on that West that are like using that technology right now for their business. So but they're going to give that to you at no cost. So you're going to be able to use Jordan, which is cool. Okay.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah. We're going to give
for
it
for now start. Anyway.
Yeah, for now. I don't know how long, but like, I mean, but like you're going to be like grandfathered in. So
yeah, no, I'm just saying like for the people that are getting it right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's free for right now, yeah. Yeah.
Great.
Down the road we will be charging though for that. So obviously that's a cool tool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Cost us money, you know what I mean? So but obviously, you know, we wanna, you know, give you guys sort resources, and the reason why we're having companies like you test it out is because we wanna see what's working about it, what's not, what we need to make tweaks on, right? So we're getting a lot of feedback on it. Right. We've already made a couple tweaks already. Right. But for the most part, it works fantastic. Like it'll be cool. So we'll sit down with you and we'll work that out on that. And what have you. Okay. So, we do need to build you out a website, correct?
I have a website, but if you, I mean, I know you guys can build a better one than,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a look. What is your, website domain name on that?
E-M-remodeling.com.
Oh, that's right. Let me pull that up. Yeah. Actually, I like your website. I think we leave it alone, right? I mean, we could always add stuff to it later, but I like it. I'm like, it's clean. It's simple. What I will recommend, like that Lewis photo I was telling you, we eventually should put that at the top of your website.
Yeah, put a picture of, yeah, we will when our trailer gets done.
Yeah, and if you can't, like, make that adjustment to your website, we could always take what you already have, and we could take one of our templates, and we could, like I said, always redo your website. No problem. And, like, I'll even put in the notes down the road, like, if we need to redo you a website, we'll do it for free, too. I'll take care of you guys.
Alrighty, perfect.
Okay. Like my teams, we built thousands of websites. So, and a website's just a website, you know, but this definitely looks good. Yeah. I like that it's clean. I like the white. I like everything about it. Actually, you did a good job. I don't know how you did this, but I've seen websites all day long and a lot of guys have like really janky websites and your website is actually, it's really good actually. So it's just clean. It's professional. Right. And honestly, people are going to like see your website and they're going to be like, oh, okay. It's nice. Okay. Now back to, that. So we purchased a call tracking phone number. I did bring that up to you our last call. Do you need me to re-explain that to you or do you understand that at all?
No, I remember. Yeah. I remember everything
okay.
from the call.
Yeah. So we're going to purchase like that 573 number. It's going to track all your leads. Everything's going to be in the app. Okay. And then, in the app too. You're going to be able to get those 5-star reviews with it. Just like Lewis had like over 102. And, all your leads will be there. You'll know exactly how many Facebook leads, how many, Google leads, how many paper leads you've taken. You know, the cool thing about, once the paper leads get established, right, you know, let's say we're able to rush it, right, you know, so we can get a better demographic for you, West, you know, when the time comes, you'll have to prepay for the 13 leads to $260 charge. Okay. So once you're pre-approved, you'll get charged that $260. Okay. And then you can start drawing from those leads. The app allows you to turn the leads on and off at any time.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now we use this thing called max lead bidding. Okay. Right now the leads are $20. right? That's exactly what the costs are right now. Now, can the price change down the road? Yes, right? Can it go to 22 one day? Yes. If the price ever changes on those cost per leads, you'll be notified. Okay, we'll let you know. Okay? And it does happen. Just like everything in this world, you know, like you go to McDonald's, one day McDonald's is one thing, and next it's like this huge price, right? Google's never going to change it that crazy, but they do change their pricing. Okay? But our flat rate package at $299, that will always stay $299. It will never change on you. So at least you're locked in on that. Okay? So, yeah. So I just got to ask a couple quick questions. I'll get the account set up, and then we will schedule a 45-minute onboarding call, West, for us to go over some things with me and my team, and then we'll start breaking down more nitty-gritty stuff during that call, gather the paperwork from you, right, and make sure that, you know, we finish up everything on our end and your end, okay? So, first off, what address did you use for your business?
456 Rose Street, Montgomery City.
You said Rose?
Yeah.
Okay, 456 Rose, like the Rose Street.
Yep.
Okay. And you said Montgomery?
Yep, Montgomery City, Missouri.
Okay.
63361.
Okay. Yep. See that. Perfect. Just got to make sure, you know, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then 63361. See that? Okay. Perfect. Gotcha. And then this is going to be your best email here. Well, I've been emailing you. The cmremodeling26@gmail. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then your legal name is Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And then what's your last name, Wes?
Marshall.
M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Like the amplifier. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then you have a website, which is this one right here. We're just going to roll with this. I like your website. It's not bad at all. I don't know how you did a good website. Did you use like a Wix or something on that, or how'd you end up doing that?
No, I paid ten bucks and made a website. That's honestly all I did, and then I got pictures from jobs
like,
that I've done.
Dude, you should see some people that spend $1,500, $5,000 on a website, and I'm like, you paid somebody that kind of money to build you that kind of website.
Yeah.
Look what you did for $10.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people you can go to like Fiverr and get a website, you know? And, you know, a lot of people, they end up spending all this money. I like your logo. I wish your logo, that CNM Remodeling, was at the top there, like on the right or on the left there. That's like one thing I wish
I
they would have done.
There.
But other than that, it's totally cool. I wish your phone number was
there.
Down there too, like at the top too, you know.
Yeah, I can move both of those things up there. Down at the bottom though on that website, like if you scroll down.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I would put the logo on the top left. Right, and then keep it the same as it is, and then just put your phone number at the top too, just one number.
Alrighty.
You know, put the logo at the top left, and then on the top right, your phone number. You get where I'm going with that? Right next to that CM and remodeling and everything.
Yep.
Okay, and then down the road, let's definitely get that photo like the Lewis Pass. Do not forget that, okay? Because that's money right there to really help you guys. You know, do well and show that professional look. Okay. Okay. So got that. Okay. And then obviously we are Central Time here. Missouri. Okay. Marshall. Perfect. My grass guys, though, they're about to take off right now. And my landscape guys, because I mean, season's starting to kick in right now. I got a lot of like grass guys all over the country, but you're right. What you guys are doing now, especially the handyman and the remodeling and all that stuff, way higher ticket item, way better project. And then when the time comes, let me know, Wes, when you get your general contracting license. Let me write this down. He is going to work.
I started it earlier.
What?
I started getting it earlier. I got.
He's going to work on GC. Okay, we'll do website if need down the road. Website. download. I need to make sure I put all this in the notes, and then we're going to give him the Jordan AI bot. Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right, I got to set up a security question on your account. We got three different options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what's that answer?
Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
D-A-V-I-S, you said?
Yep.
D-A-V-I-S. There's no E, though. It's just Davis, like D-A-V-I-S, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure I got that spelled. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So, basically, as we discussed, your first month's going to be $549. Then it's going to be $299 a month thereafter until the paper leads are ready to start kicking in. Okay? Once the paper leads has been approved, like I said, we will notify you, right? And then we're going to be like, okay, Wes, it's time to now take care of that payment, right? And as mentioned, it's going to be the $20 times 13, which that's $260. Okay. So whatever that month is, right, you're obviously going to have your $299, right? And then let's fast forward. Let's say it's 2 months, right? Then you'll have that $260. So that 1 month you would have been spent $559, which is kind of like your normal Angie's cost anyways, right?
Yeah. It's already what I'm paying for Angie's.
Yeah. And then now you have way better leads. Okay.
Sure.
And so, yeah, definitely cancel Angie's, okay, because that's going to be something that, you know, you putting your money this route versus dumping it into Angie's is going to be a better solution and a better strategy for your guys' company. But ultimately, do work the heck out of those leads because you already prepaid it. Like I said, stay on top of them. Make something come out of it so you don't just, like, waste that money, okay? Now, like I said, it does take a little bit of time to build out the first couple weeks, just kind of give you the timeline, right? The first to 10 days, we're doing programming. We're getting all your ads created, your Facebook ads. We got to get all your paperwork, your Google Business Profile, everything, help you, start using that five-star review feature. There's a lot of setup the first couple weeks. You will get results your first 30 days, but it's really month two where this thing really does take off, where you do see a night and day difference, Wes, in terms of
Yeah, that's why I'm glad we're starting now.
Yeah, exactly.
My Angie's thing has a month left, so.
Yeah, and that's why you have the Angie's right now to kind of carry you through while we're working on our end. So as soon as this transitions and start performing from you and you're phasing out Angie's, this is going to be like perfect timing for all that. So
yeah,
definitely. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get your invoice put together and then I'm going to email this to you and everything. So how do you want to take care of everything? I mean, like you could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express.
I think it's a Visa card.
What was that, sir?
I think it's a Visa card.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you go ahead and read
MasterCard, I think.
Yep. So let's just start with a 5. Why don't you read that to me?
Yep. 5593-9400-0285-4155.
Okay, let me read this back to you. 5593-9400 and then a 0285 and then 4155.
Right.
Okay. And then expiration?
232.
Okay. And then 3-digit code.
639.
Okay, you said 639. Paperwork. Gotta love it, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. All right. Let's see here. Okay. So I'm gonna get this invoice out to you. Okay. And I do have to walk you through something. It's called our voice verification. And what this is since it's an added form of protection for you, since I was able to get you a discounted pre-agreement, like I waived your activation costs, right? I'm putting in the notes, like, you know, if you ever want a website down the road, we're not going to charge you for that. And then I'm giving you that Jordan AI bot. So I'm giving you a lot of extras here, right, for your package.
For sure,
okay?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so I'm going to get, I'm going to send this to you in writing. So as I'm walking you through this, if you don't understand anything, just do me a favor, Wes, and just say, hey, Matt, what does that mean? And then I'll rephrase it for you just to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Crump and Marshall Remodeling.
Perfect. Please state the name and title within the business.
Remodeling and Handyman.
And your name?
Weston Marshall.
Gotcha. All right. And then you're obviously authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You're obviously authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And like I said, too, I don't know if you remember from our previous conversation, before I go into all the billing side of this, remember there is a 3-month commitment with us. And then after that, it does go strictly to a month-to-month relationship. You remember that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just making sure. All right, so to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to text you, Wes, this phone number. It's our 877 number. Please save this in your contacts, right? It's so important you do because I have clients all the time that don't pick up our phone call. And I'm like, we're calling you. And then they're like, well, and they tell me, I'm like, why aren't you picking up? And they're like, well, you know, it's an 877 number. I'm like, did you save the number like I told you? And they're like, always like deer in a headlight. So, please make sure
I put the name under Local
Splash. You don't want to miss calls from us because it's obviously, it's like back and forth chasing. Nobody likes that. So I just texted it to you. So when you get a second, just save that number in your contacts as Local Splash. Okay.
Already done.
Okay, perfect. Wow, I like that. You're on top of things. So please allow up to 24 hours to return any and all phone calls to you. We are very, responsive, and we will return phone calls as quickly as possible. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. A lot of times my clients, Yelp loves to call my clients, right? So you may get calls from Yelp, right? So obviously, we did provide you a security question, obviously. If anybody ever does call you, or do say that they are for Local Splash, make sure, they ask you the security question. Cause sometimes companies try to impersonate us. Kid you not. So in hiring Local Splash, though, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So if you decide to do any other online marketing, just let us know so it doesn't mess up, anything we're doing here. Last thing we want to do is screw up Google. Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google verification application, your background check documentation, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension on your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Pretty self-explanatory, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta always read this though, you know? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 19th, 2026. A non-refundable amount of $549. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 19th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Okay. Obviously, the only additional cost will be your paper leaves. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Squash, we are international, and we have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Pretty self-explanatory. All right. So I got all these notes. Got a question for you. What do you want your hours of operation to show?
24/7.
All right. Gotcha. All right. We are 24/7. All right, and what's the best form of contacting you? Texting, phone call, email? What would you say for my company to reach you?
Phone call for sure, and if I don't answer, then a text, but I usually answer my phone.
I'm going to put that down. Obviously, this is going to be your best number, this 573-590-9703.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Nice. And then you're going to be getting some automated texts in a minute. Okay. Let me pull up the calendar here so we can talk about. Our onboarding call. So let me see what I got here. Okay. Mr. West. Okay. How's Monday looking for you?
What is the latest? Could we do 4 o'clock?
Monday, no, but I can do Monday at, Tuesday, 3 o'clock I have, or I could do Wednesday next week at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, let's do Wednesday next week at 4 o'clock.
Okay. I know, and we're starting to get really backed up lately. It's crazy. Hold on. Everybody waits till summertime, too. Hold on. Okay, so let me do this. Get you here. Okay, so we're going to do 4 o'clock central here, which is good. How long do you think, have you looked into how to get the GC license in your state?
Yeah, I've already started the process.
Okay. How long do you think it will take you to get it done? Like a couple months, you think?
I don't think it takes that long.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, have you figured out how to like study for it and then schedule a date like for the test?
No, I guess so. Yeah, probably a couple months.
Yeah, you got time though. I mean, we can definitely get you leads. So, but yeah, those GC leads to like focus heavily just on remodeling, you definitely gonna need a general contractor license. But let me double check on that too. Let me just double check general contracting. I know you're gonna need one, but it's better safe than sorry. I don't want to misspeak, you know. Let me just see here, because obviously you're in Montgomery City, and okay, general contracting. I know I looked there earlier, but I'm just going to research it again. Missouri requires a license for general contractors, yeah. And then you need at least $250,000 in general liability, which you already have. So, yeah, you'll need that GC license. The focus just on remodeling, like, leads, right? And yeah. though that category will give you all kinds of different, like, high ticket items. You can do roofing in with that too, as, if you wanted to ever, too. All right. So, yeah, so that'll definitely, like, be able to bring you, like, really, really high ticket items. So yeah, keep going in that direction, but let's temporarily at least get this moving in the right direction for you while you work on that. And then in like 6 months, we can really make some adjustments. And I'll put that in the notes here. Working on GC, to move over to higher ticket items, to higher ticket items. Because you will get high tick items with the handyman, but it's going to be a mixture. You know what I mean? It's going to be a mix of everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because right now you don't have that GC license, but it's okay. At least you're going to have better leads and not be competing with other people, you know?
Yep.
Okay. So you got you down four. Let me go back. Let me make sure I got you solidified for that. That is obviously important, right?
Would I go ahead and log in now to that dashboard?
Yeah, you can log in. You should have gotten some automated text messages too.
Yeah,
there's one that says your invoice, and then there's a link. I need you to click on that link real quick too for me while I'm working on making sure you're scheduled up.
To provide us with the required documents, please log into your... No, not that.
It's the other one. It says, here's your invoice. Please click the terms link.
I see here are your credentials, your client. No, not that.
Here comes the text. I'll go to the text here.
I think I got it. Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Yeah. It's, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. It's localsplash.com/terms. You see that one?
Yeah, and then do my signature and then check those two boxes.
Yeah, type in Weston Marshall. And then you have to hit the three consent buttons. You consent to electronic communication, yada, yada. It's all there. You'll see it's simple. Let me get you signed.
And then, yeah, now it brings me to the Welcome to Local Splash sign-in.
Yep. My recommendation, too, while I'm finishing it up right now, is download the Local Splash app. So go where you get apps and then just type in the word Local Splash, and you'll see the LS app there. Okay? And I want to make sure I got you here. Just putting you on my calendar for this, too. Okay, so it's going to be Wednesday at 4 o'clock Central. Right? That works for you?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Details. Got to love the details. Okay, here we go. Looks good. I'm going to send that to your email. Wednesday, you're scheduled. Nice. So this is going to be your client onboarding at that time. Okay. Did you see the app?
Yep, I'm logging into it right now.
Nice. Yeah, there's not going to be much there because obviously we just got your account set up. But yeah, that app's going to, we're going to show you all the details on that app. And we're going to, like I said, I'm going to make sure you have a really good account manager here. They're going to hold your hand. Their job, like I said, is to gather paperwork from you, make sure my team's doing what they're doing. We're going to have a monthly call with you to go over your leads. They're going to make any adjustments. If you ever need the website, they'll handle that with the team. Their job's to like do grunt work, right? You know, we're going to make sure we get that Jordan AI set up for you as well.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
All right, yeah, I'm in the act.
Gotcha. Perfect. Perfect. You are all set, my man. Yeah, well, that was very, very flow. That great. So congrats. I'm looking forward to, getting you moving here and, you know, taking your business to a good level. Anytime you ever need me, You can text me. You can email me. I'm always going to be here for you. You will be hearing more from the account manager than me. I kind of will stay behind the side, like behind the scenes, but I will be touching base with you as soon as your Google business profile gets set up. We're going to basically I'll send you an email to show you how to get those 5-star reviews as well. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. I do have a quick question for you. My question is, what do you want your hours of operation to show online?
24/7.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. Okay. Yeah, I saw that on my paper there. Okay. So we're doing 24/7. Okay. I got all my questions answered. Yeah, I got everything here. So yeah, we're good to go for next Wednesday. Just make sure you set a reminder. We may, Wes, be like 15 minutes late or so. It does happen from time to time. Depends on like if other people backed us up, right? Sometimes there's that guy that, you know, instead of taking 45 minutes, he takes an hour and a half, right? And then backs up all our other appointments. So, you know, if that does happen, we always ask just, hey, give us a little window. You know, we're not trying to be late or anything either. So just letting you know that might happen, but does happen from time to time is what I'm saying. But yeah, start working on getting your paperwork together, the proof of the LLC, the proof of the liability insurance. You can start working on that. That's going to be heavy. Like, in terms of like being able to use that, and we can really, streamline everything. So on Wednesday during your onboarding call, you can just get that over. Oh, I know what my question was. Did you set up a business Facebook page for this business?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me pull that up. Let me see if I can find it. C&M Construction and Remodeling. Is that it?
No, it's just C&M Remodeling.
Okay. Let me type in Missouri. An MO. It's not you. There's a C&M Remodeling LLC, but they're out of Omaha. C&M, huh? Let me type in Facebook. Let me see if I can find it that way. C&M Renovations, C&M Remodeling. We offer this. Might be it. Let me see. Just you guys? No?
Here, I just sent you a link to it.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, send me a link. Keeps it simple. Yeah, there's a couple C&Ms right now. It's crazy. Yeah. Okay, let me pull this Facebook up right here. That way I'm not having to sit here and search through all of them. Okay, perfect. Yeah, that works. Okay, so you will be giving us access to this page. We're not going to, like, take it over, right? We're just going to be running your Facebook ads from this page, okay? Keep posting on it, by the way. You're doing a good job by posting, okay? Before and afters, by the way, are huge. So keep doing, like, before and after photos. We really want to show that and showcase that to people too, by the way. We want to start putting before and afters on your Google business profile. Eventually, if you want us to redo your website, we can do before and afters as well on the website too.
Okay.
Okay. Great, man. So congratulations, by the way. I'm looking forward, like I said, to helping you guys grow. I'm definitely excited to see you guys, you know, take off on Google and really – you know, move your business to the next level. I'd love to see you guys be my next testimonial video, you know. And, you know, so anytime, like I said, you do need me, just reach out and welcome aboard, by the way. And then I will be talking to you guys on Wednesday, okay? And then you should see that email reminder on that as well. Okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Matt. Thank you.
No worries. You have a great rest of your day. You're the guy that I like working with guys like you. You're going to do well. Just make sure you stay on top of everything. Don't miss a beat. Okay.
Sure.
Don't forget about that photo, right? Don't forget about getting us the documents, right? And then when we start getting you moving, make sure you stay on top of the leads. As long as you do what you need to do, you're going to be in good hands. Okay, Wes?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. Have a great day, sir, and I will be talking to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye.